station, Houston on 2 for Chris.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
I don't know what happened there, but we didn't have anything on the USOS for morning DPC other than those gaps you see in Optimus are real. So have a great day, and we'll enjoy not talking to you most of the morning.
Thanks, Chris, and no worries. Yeah, I don't have anything for you guys either. Looks like, that should be a pretty quiet day comm-wise. So, hopefully I'll talk to you a little bit, but not too much.
Talk to us as much as you need. Have a great day.
Hi, Kobe.
Munich, this is station on 2. I am calling to see if I have a go for the Lumina data transfer.
And good morning, Chris. This is Munich. We have 20 minutes elapsed from the first activity, and you have a go.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you as well. Munich, this is station on 2. I'm complete in step 11.15 of 2.001, and the parameter setting on limited dosimeter is complete.
We copy, Chris. Good news. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for cable routing.
Get you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I just finished my task of replacing this SSC-17 Ethernet cable, and in the process of rerouting that cable, I just got very aggravated by the way that the Ethernet cable for the Apple caching server is routed. It has, like, these just big unnecessary cable loops that are hanging down in the middle of Node 2. And I was wondering if it would be okay to briefly disconnect the Mac Mini, the Apple caching server, Ethernet cable, to just quickly reroute that cable while I'm here.
Give me just 1 minute to check, Chris.
Absolutely. Thanks for indulging in my little bit of compulsiveness here.
Nope, it makes sense. I just want to make sure you're not going to mess anything up by disconnecting. Give me just a sec. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris.
Head on to for Chris.
All right, so 3 in the morning and no Pluto. I did quick digging. I don't see downside to briefly disconnecting the Ethernet cables. I also will acknowledge I don't know what you could. I don't know enough about what you could mess up downstream. I'm going to say I'm okay. You want to just go ahead and disconnect the Ethernet cables and reconnect, and we can deal with any fallout later, we'll let Pluto know. Or if you want to wait till this afternoon, I can get you a confident answer. I said I don't have a problem with you just rolling plan, though.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm happy to wait till the afternoon if we don't have Pluto's blessing. There's like 3 big loops of Ethernet cable that are just kind of hanging down in the middle of Node 2 where anybody could snag them, and figured might as well get them out of the way, but I can wait till this afternoon. I got no rush on it. So thank you for checking in, for being willing to give me the go-ahead, though.
Yep, I'll actually ask a Pluto when it's more reasonable hours here in Houston, and we'll get you an answer before you go to bed tonight.
Copy that. Yep, that will make me sleep easier knowing that all the cables have been routed nice and cleanly.
Just those cables, though, because I'm sure there's plenty that could keep you up at night.
That's true. Huntsville, station on 2 for ATSEP.
And Huntsville's with you on 2, Chris. What can I do for you?
Hello. I was wondering if it's okay if I get started with the ATSEP task a little bit early. And if so, I've got LabCam 2 set up and pointing at it. Let me know if you'd like that view.
All right, Chris, yeah, we're ready to go. We'll get that camera routed, and we'll let you know how the view looks.
Fantastic. Thank you kindly.
And station Huntsville on 2 for Chris. No response required. That camera view looks good. Copy your thumbs up.
And Huntsville, station on 2. I am in step 2.4, and I removed cassette Kilo 1 from Alpha, Kilo 2 from Bravo, Kilo 3 from Charlie, and Kilo 4 from Delta.
And Huntsville copies. Thanks, Chris.
Huntsville, station on 2. I have Mike 1 going into Alpha.
And we copy that, Chris. That's a good readback.
And Huntsville, station on 2. Mike 2 will be going into Bravo.
And we copy, Chris.
And Huntsville, station on 2, Mike 3, Charlie.
And a thumbs for that one too, Chris.
And last but not least, Mike 4 going into Delta.
And we're good to go with that one too, Chris.
Still station on 2 for the payload death.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I'm not sure if this matters or not, but on the PS-120, the GFCI that is plugged into the payload NAS is actually plugged into slot 1 or Juliet 1. It is interesting because on this PS-120 inverter, the slot 1 is labeled for OCP laptop, and slot 4, which is empty, is labeled network storage.
Hi, Chris Huntsville, back with you on 2. We got caught a little hand over there, so we didn't get all of your call down.
Sorry about that. In the procedure, it says that the payload NAS should be plugged into Juliet 4 of this 120-volt inverter. It's actually plugged into Juliet 1. Now, on the 120-volt inverter, Juliet 1 is labeled for OCT laptop, and Juliet 4 is labeled network storage payload. And I was wondering, I should assume I should turn off switch 1, but then was wondering if I should just relocate the GFCI for the payload NAS to switch 4 as indicated where it should be.
Hey, Chris, let me check my team real quick and get right back with you.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks.
Hey, Chris, Huntsville back with you on 2.
And Chris is here on 2.
Yes, sir. If you'll just turn off the position that tracks back to the payload NAS and proceed, then we'll be good to go, and we'll scratch our heads over labeling, and we'll take that for some future work to see if we need to relabel anything related to that.
Copy that. I'll leave it plugged into Juliet 1, and I will switch off Juliet 1 momentarily.
And we copy. Thanks, Chris.
And Huntsville Station on a 2 for step 1.3.1. The inverter was switched off at 1310.
And we copy that, Chris. And you are go to proceed at 1.3.2. Excuse me, 1.3. That's correct. 1.3.2.
Copy. Go in 1.3.2. Thank you. Huntsville Station on 2 with a NAS hard drive question.
And we're with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I was just looking at the note in the procedure here saying the order is super important and that the drives should be clearly labeled to make sure they go back in the right spot. And I was just looking, and there aren't any obvious labels on, like, the drive, you know, bay casings or anything like that. And I'm also staring at a label maker right behind me and was just wondering if I should put, like, a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the front or anything like that. I have a little system. I'm going to keep them in order. But for the future, I was just wondering whether that might make sense to do, to put some labels on them. I'm talking about the front of, like, the NAS enclosure, not on the actual drive itself.
And Chris, we like that recommendation. That would be fine. That's fine, too. Go ahead and put some labels on it for us.
Copy that. Wilco. And Huntsville, station on 2. The payload NAS cleaning is complete, and it is powered on and showing good LEDs.
All right. Sounds good, Chris. We're checking it out here on the ground.
Station Houston on 2. We have some Prunote answers at your convenience.
And good morning, good afternoon, Woody. Great to hear your voice. I'm ready for those answers.
Hey, Chris. Great to talk with you and great to see you. I think we have almost all the answers. I've got 6 items for you, so we'll just work through them. We're calling it a midday DPC, so we're going to do that now. The first one is good news. You are go for that KTO seat R&R that you asked about. It's going to be, you can refer to steps 2, 3, and 6 in the KTO R&R procedure on the task list. And then the seat, the hardware you need, is in PMM Harvard 2, the 1.0 CTB 5687 labeled Equus.
Yeah, I'll go for that R&R, and 2, 3, and 6 are the steps from the procedure. Know where that is. And then PMM Starboard 2, 1.05687, labeled Equus.
Excellent. Readback's correct. You should find 2 seats in that bag. Next item, you had asked about disconnecting the cables from the Apple cache server, and you are go for that.
happy to go to indulge my craziness of wanting neatly routed wires. Thank you.
We've been talking about how we deeply appreciate your instincts to clean up the space station. All right, next one on ARED. It was a great catch. The missing logins on ARED are unexpected. We do see, though, that the login files are on board. So one step would be try closing and reopening the software.
That makes a ton of sense, and I will give that a try and let you guys know how that works.
Okay, good deal. Next item, last night you told us about a pantry deploy, and per that, we see your stow track step 155 complete for this afternoon. We just wanted to sync up on that.
Ah, perfect. I'm getting ahead of myself. I love it.
Yeah, good work. All right, next one, the payload NAS, good catch on the labels. We want you to leave it plugged into J1. You can remove the OCT laptop label and then move the NAS label over to J1. And I copy your thumbs up on that. Then the last item, SSC18, you asked about the Wi-Fi. We're expecting some spotty Wi-Fi in the FGB. So that would explain those intermittent connection issues. We do think if there's a desire to move that laptop closer to either hatch, that may help with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, copy all. I don't think it's been getting a ton of use. The cosmonauts haven't complained about it having intermittent connections. It's more that... it's occasionally just been off the network. Happy to talk with them about and reposition it if it would be helpful to the ground. I don't think it's bothering anybody up here though.
Yeah, good words, Chris. We're good with the current config, and obviously if we need it to be online and it's not, we'll certainly let you know about that.
Sounds like a great plan. Awesome.
All right, that's all we've got for you. Anything for us? And wishing you I'm sure we'll be talking this afternoon with all the cargo ops, but great to see you again, Chris.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for the midday DPC, and thanks to you and to everybody on the ground for quickly knocking out all those answers. I know I've been a little bit, I've been really did a lot of crew notes, thanks. I really appreciate you guys getting on those for me.
No, we love it. I've heard a few comments of it's great to have all this info, so thanks for doing it, Chris.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I'm taking advantage of being solo here to just get everything sorted out that I can. I can just sort of decide to do it and just do it.
All right. Good deal. Have a great day, Chris. You're 1 minute away from one of your CEO targets if you are interested in that. Copy. Thumbs up.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Yep. I am planning to take some attempts at that, so I really appreciate you looking out for that. And Houston, station on 2 for a quick report. The AC inverter has been relabeled, and an ARED software restart did get the Crew 12 names up there. Well, thanks for that.
That is excellent news. Thanks a bunch for the report, Chris. Station Houston on 2 for comm status.
This is station on 2.
Hey, Chris, good to talk with you. Just in case you tried to call in the last 45 minutes, we unexpectedly did not lock up on Tedris West due to reprioritizing for other users. We do expect comm on future passes, except for a new LOS from 1909, 1929, and you can expect DPC to likely be rescheduled to 1930.
Copy. Oh, yeah, I saw that we had no comm and figured it was something like that. Glad that we got it back at this Tedris pass, otherwise I would have started to worry.
All right, good deal. We're handing over. We'll talk to you on the next Tedris.
Copy that. In Houston, station on 2, when KU comes back, which it looks like it just did, you're more than welcome to come on board on the Node 2 cameras, which I've got up just for some essay on my cargo ops. And then once I finish unloading the bag I'm working on, I'm going to have a couple questions for you.
All right, Chris, that sounds great. Cronus is going to route the Node 2 camera, and we'll be ready for your questions shortly. Station Houston on 2, no reply required. We got good views in the lab and Node 2.
And Houston, I am back with you. Copy that you got good views on the lab and Node 2, and yeah, hopefully I pointed one of those Node 2 cameras down so you can kind of see into HTV X1. I had a question on step 152.
Hey, Chris, we're ready for your questions. ISO's listening.
Copy that, yeah. So in steps 149 through 152, it says to basically put one JSV each at HTV X1, Alpha 2 Bravo 1, Alpha 2 Bravo 2, Alpha 2 Charlie 1, and Alpha 2 Charlie 2. So we already have some JSVs in there, and I reported which ones are which, but we were actually able to fit five JSVs in that bay. And my question was, do you want us to keep five JSVs in there and I can just report what they are and take some photos, or do you want me to take one out?
Chris, great question. We are good with your plan of five, and we'll take photos and the serial number report.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll go ahead and take some photos and put those serial numbers in StowTrack, if that works.
Chris, that works great. And then just a couple follow-ups. You had asked about Crew-12 media kits. I have an answer. Those media kits and IMAX are launching with Crew-12 on Freedom. And evening DPC is indeed rescheduled to 19:30 GMT.
Copy, 19:30. I'll let Sergey and Sergey know if they don't already. And that's great news about the media kits, the IMAX. I have got some more freedom with my time then.
All right, sounds great. And Moscow did give Sergey a heads up.
Great, sounds great. Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for a quick question.
Chris, we're with you on 2.
Hey, I made a little bit of a mistake here, and when I was doing step 159.02, I grabbed the resupply tank that was in Foxtrot 1 underscore Charlie 1, not Foxtrot 2 Charlie 1, which was CTV 4.0 5129. I already pulled that out of HTV. I could put it back where it came from, but that seems less efficient than temp stowing it somewhere else. Do you guys have any recommendations?
Okay, Chris, we copy. ISO's going to take a look, and we'll get back to you shortly.
Station Houston on 2, answers on StowTrack.
Houston on 2.
Hey, Chris, so we like your plan of temp stowing the resupply water tanks in the 4.0 serial number 5129 that you removed. We're going to have a final location for that in the next rev of StowTrack, which we expect in the next few days. We're going to leave it up to you on where to temp stow. Just please let us know. And then just for clarity, we do want you to still perform step 159.02 to get the other resupply water tank out of HTV.
Yep, that perfectly tracks, and that's what I figured. What I did, if it works for you guys, because I assume this will be, or maybe you can tell me if this is the, I'd already taken the foam out of the CTV, and so I just put the resupply tank right now with the foam, currently just bungeed in lab one deck four. It's just bungeed right there. Do you want me to keep it in the CTV, or is it okay to just have the foam out?
Hey, Chris, we like what you did. It does not need to be in the CTV, and we copy the RST is inside the foam bungeed at lab deck 4.
Hey, firm. Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. I was kicking myself because it's a fair pain to get those things out of the CTVs, and once I took it out, I was like, oh, this is not the right thing.
No, I've been there myself, and I think you definitely found the most efficient solution. Thanks.
Absolutely. I'm just helping my future self out. That's entirely what I was thinking, right?
Station Houston on 2, JSV loading, go back.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, sorry, we gave you just one bit of incorrect information. So you called us about potentially loading five JSVs into four locations on HTVX. Fortunately, we are mass, not volume constrained, and for that reason, we are going to need you to go back and pull out the extra JSV that you loaded in step 152. We'll just have to load per the plan.
Okay, copy all. Yep, no problem. I will go do that, and then I'll upload some more pictures once I'm done with that.
Okay, that sounds great, Chris, and my apologies for that. Go back.
And Houston Station on 2, I went back and removed that extra JSV, and I updated everything in StowTrack, so it should hopefully be all correct in there now. And then I had one quick, like, super minor question. In step 146, it told me to label that CTV resupply water tanks 3 space 3. But in all the subsequent steps, it just says resupply water tanks 3. I just wanted to make sure I lived it.
Okay, Chris, we copy your crew notes in stow track, and looking at step 146, we agree with you. We think that's a typo, so you can just use 1-3, not 2.
Yep, that's what I figured. And then just for your guys' awareness, I'm putting these JSBs inside these resupply tank bulbs, but I do have to unload the JSBs a little bit. It really ends up being kind of like a 3/4 of a JSB that ends up going and fitting in supply inside that resupply tank foam, just for tracking.
Okay, Chris, we copy that. Only about 3/4 of each JSB fits in the tank foam. Thanks for the info.
Austin, station on 2 with a question for step 168 of stow track.
Chris, ISO's listening. Go for 168.
Hey, I just wanted to maybe grab a couple big picture words on these foams. So currently we have 2 10.0 JSBs that are full of foam. We've got 10.05075 and then 10.0J3001. And they all contain a mix of some foam that was taken from HTVX1 from like unpacking. And then stuff that, but they also contain a mix of foam that was just like in various CTVs or surrounding various equipment. And I was just wondering for the foam that I'm putting on Bravo 2 of the HTVX1 end cone, if there's any restriction or like kind of what rough volume you're going for, because I could put a lot of foam there if there's space for it.
Answer in 30 seconds. Hey, Chris, great questions. Here's what we've got. So step 168, you can use any foam you'd like. You can fill up that final location with any foam. We'll just need a report of the foam you used and the total volume. Regarding the earlier question about the doors and the JSBs in the end cone, those can all stay in HTV, but we're not ready for you to kind of pack that in its final config. We're going to give you final locations for both the doors and all those JSBs in a future stow track rev.
Okay, copy all. Then I think it probably doesn't make sense to put the foam down. Well, the doors are nicely temp stowed in the under those straps in the end cone where that foam would go. And so I will probably, I can move the doors and kind of stow them elsewhere in HTV and then just fill that area with foam if that probably makes sense as the plan then.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, we understand what you're saying, and that's really helpful context. I think our recommendation, we need a few minutes to talk to the HTV lead and get answers. And we'll just offer, if you want to pause cargo ops for the day, you've done a great job, and we can just plan to give you a clean choreography on the next rev of stow track for all these items.
Yeah, that totally works for me. I'll get stuff kind of cleaned and neatened up back here, and should be in good shape. Thank you. I really appreciate all the help today and help working through all the questions. Thank you.
All right, sounds perfect. Back at you, Chris.
Houston, station on 2. I just reran that Ethernet cable for the Apple caching server, so let me know if you guys see it and are happy with it.
Chris, we copy. Pluto's taking a look, and we will let you know if we see any issues.
Copy that. Yep, sounds good. Hopefully it was a simple unplug, reroute, and plug in, so hopefully I didn't break anything. Munich, this is station on 2. Do you have a moment for a quick topic?
And Chris, good evening. This is Munich with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I just had one quick thing I wanted to bring up with you guys. So today is Bruto, your Stratos' last shift. And from orbit, we measure impact differently. And Bruto's has been unmistakable. For 5 years, he's strengthened the Columbus mission. EMS specialist, Columbus MDV master, patch cluster rider, increment 72 lead Stratos. The Eichel redundancy concept that keeps us busy moving laptops and shells floating around, and last but not least, Stratos team lead since last year. Bruno, you made our Columbus system stronger, and your leadership made your team stronger. Up here, reliability is everything, and you delivered it with steady pragmatism and a calm smile. As you leave us to pursue new opportunities in your home country of Italy, we want to thank you for all of the contributions to Stratos and to the ISS mission over the years. We wish you all the best in your new endeavors, and ad astra, Bruno. Thank you so much from everybody up here and all around the world. We really appreciate everything you've done.
And Chris, thank you so much for the kind words. I can only relay a really wide smile from Bruno, and a big thanks for the kind words. We'll definitely miss him on the ColCC team, but I'm sure great things await him in Italy and in the future.
Absolutely. Yep. It's great working with you, and wish you all the best.